So here's what we've covered. We covered the four steps to change, or the four steps that we all go through to acquire a new skill or habit. We've also covered how to make role-playing effective and fun so that we can continuously practice our craft. We covered rapport-building skills, first impressions, how the professional greeting can enhance our ability to help our customer feel comfortable with us, the types of questions to ask in determining our customer's needs, and the reasons why we determine our customer's needs. The skill of active listening, one of the single most effective ways to help people feel valued and understood. We talked about pacing, leading our customer, identifying customer temperaments, and being able to tailor the transaction to that temperament. We also explored neuro-linguistic programming, being able to identify a customer's dominant communication style, and then being able to sheath our entire transaction in that communication style that's most comfortable for our customer. We covered overcoming objections, what they are, how to handle them, why we handle them, and some common objection word tracks. And lastly, personal motivation techniques, the things that we can do on a regular basis to maintain our enthusiasm, to control our own emotional state, and how to positively influence the emotional state of the people around us. The wonderful thing about these state management skills is when we make the commitment to do even the most modest combination of these tasks that we're not currently doing, we will have a dramatic impact on our lives. We will be able to see a measurable improvement in our emotional state.